Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, coming at you from the Sewing Cafe in Pismo Beach, California. We have got one recipe that is really going to make life a little bit easier for you, especially with this weird heat we've been having. It's been very humid, and then it's been very, you know, dry. This is one recipe that is sure to bring a smile to everybody's face. This is my banana walnut ice cream. What we're going to need are 3 eggs that we're going to put into a stand mixer. This will take a long time if we do it by hand, so I assure you a stand mixer is the best way to go. And 3 cups of sugar. So pretty much what we need is 1 cup of sugar per egg. We are going to cream that all together. Now, pretty much what we're going to start off with is these beautiful yellow egg yolks and the egg whites, obviously. We're going to put the 3 cups of sugar in, and then once it starts to mix, it's going to begin to become frothy, and it takes about a good 4 to 5 minutes to get there with the machine. So you can imagine what it would take by hand. We're going to make some simple syrup, which is equal parts sugar and water. Bring that to a very light simmer. Boil if you want to be safe. I would say bring it to a very light boil, put it aside, let it cool down to room temperature. Simple syrup is done. And what we're going to need next are 3 cups of raw cream, 1 vanilla bean split in half, 1 pinch of salt, and we are going to start to make the base pretty much for our ice cream. Now, what I like to do is get the 3 eggs and the 3 cups of sugar that we're frothing up together, mix them with our raw cream, our vanilla bean, and our pinch of salt. And everybody says, why would you put salt in ice cream? And you know what? It's just science. It needs to be in there. It helps with the freezing process of what we're doing. There are 2 ways we can do this. We can do this using liquid nitrogen, which I would highly recommend. Unless you've worked with liquid nitrogen before, do not try this at home. It can be very, very dangerous. It's a lot of fun, and it makes the most amazing ice cream using liquid nitrogen. However, if we don't have the liquid nitrogen, a regular ice cream machine or ice cream maker works just as well. And it takes a little bit longer, but I promise you, the juice in this situation is definitely worth the squeeze. It is an incredible ice cream. And all we're doing is we're adding our bananas to taste and our walnuts to taste, because everybody has different preferences for how they like their ice cream. I also like to use a little bit of banana extract, about half a tablespoon to 1 tablespoon, depending on how much banana you really like. And it brings out such a unique banana flavor. And if you want to go really all out banana, you can even put in some yellow food coloring. Let it mix up. Once it comes to a good mix, allow it to freeze for 3 to 4 hours and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.